Noah and I could see the flames and smoke billowing in the air as we screeched to a halt. Noah was on the phone with 911. I knew they would send the fire trucks and whoever right away. But Greer was still inside, and we had beat the fire trucks here, and I'd be damned if I let her burn alive at the end of that line. "Greer!" I called, but there was no answer, just crackles. "Are you seriously going in there?" Noah asked. I could hear the 911 dispatcher telling us not to, but I ignored her, and I knew Noah wouldn't wait either. "She's in there with her damn cat," I growled. "Then we go get her. She better be okay," I said. My heart raced as we went around the back, where the flames seemed to be the lightest, and I mule-kicked the back door in. Smoke billowed around us, flames danced through the kitchen, but it was a one-story house and not all of it seemed to be burning. Yet. I put my bandana over my mouth, and I knew Noah had done the same, having hung up on the 911 dispatcher. We were going to get in trouble with our contact there, but I didn't care. Greer had been so damn scared on the other line, and I still didn't know how she had called me. But she had, and I'd be damned if I failed her.
2 weeks. It had taken 2 weeks of Greer living in the room next to mine for me to lose my mind. Odd, since it had taken 2 years of living with Ford to do the same. Perhaps it was because I'd already been over the edge. Or perhaps I'd lost my will to fight the need. No amount of working out to burn through the excess need, energy, and desire was going to fix this. We had a small gym at the back of the house. It was more of an office-turned-equipment storage area, but we made it work. We liked the light in this room, so we used this open space for our workouts to not funk up the guest room. When Greer moved in, the furniture was already in there for her. She had lost her bedroom set and almost everything else. Whatever hadn't been burned had been covered in water from the fire trucks, soot, ash, and God knew what else. In the weeks since the fire, we were able to go and salvage what we could. But other than the important documents that had been in her fire safe box, there wasn't much. I tried not to think that if she hadn't woke when she did, if the smoke alarms hadn't worked just right, we would have lost her. The fire had blazed, and we were damn lucky we lived close enough to get to her in time. I still couldn't quite believe she called Ford instead of 911, but she had been panicking and just hit the next number rather than holding down the side of her phone to call the emergency line. It had worked out, but we all almost lost her. I didn't want to think about Greer too much. We had somehow found a system which included acting awkward around each other. It hadn't helped that Ford and I acted awkward around each other anyway these days because we were trying to ignore the fact that we wanted each other and didn't want to. Or maybe that was just me.
The amount of paperwork around losing nearly everything felt like a slap in the face. I finally hung up the phone with another insurance agent and closed my eyes, telling myself that it would all be over soon. It had to be. There were only so many papers to sign, right? I didn't understand how there could be so much paperwork for a house that I didn't even own. But we were still waiting on the authorities, which didn't make any sense to me. How could they still not know after a couple of weeks? Surely they didn't think I had done it. "What's wrong?" Daisy asked from beside me. She had come into the back office to look over some paperwork, and though her office was only a couple of doors down in the building, it was nice to have some girl time. At least, that's how it had started, before we had both been on the phone. "What?" I asked, my voice going only slightly high-pitched. She smiled up at me and shook her head. "Are you okay? How is the insurance company?" I gestured towards my notes. "I have no idea. I'm smart. I own a business with my best friend. I know what I'm doing most days. But they keep using words that make no sense, and it seems like they're contradicting themselves. We're still waiting on the damage report from the investigators, and the fact that they haven't explicitly said what started it worries me, because they should know by now, right?"